An excerpt from Bringer of Death, Chapter 25, Triptych, by N.P. Berryhill and David Starling M. Read by Sam Gabriel. Doom! Vegeta smashed both of his elbows into his enemy's upper back, sending the giant stumbling forwards.
No one kills Kakarot while I'm around!
The prince roared, his resolve to achieve victory still fiery and unquenched.
Destiny has reserved that pleasure for me alone!
Goku straightened up, brushing the dirt off his torn clothing. Thanks, Vegeta. I guess that makes us even. His momentary gratitude earned him a withering glare from the prince.
Yeah, well, don't get the wrong idea. I just want the pleasure of ending you for myself,
Vegeta spat, crossing his arms rather than help Kakarot stand up.
I hope you're not too damaged to continue fighting, Kakarot,
the prince snapped.
No, I'm fine.
Goku stood, smirking at the prince. This was an opponent stronger than any he had ever dreamed of facing, and only together could they possibly hope to achieve victory, though even that was waning quickly.
He's awfully strong, Vegeta. We can't afford to let him catch us off guard or we'll be history. We've got to attack him together like before.
Vegeta scowled. It wasn't that Cold was so much stronger than him that bothered him so much as it was that Kakarot seemed to have this unshakable faith that they could somehow still win. It was incredibly foolish, especially since he could sense that Cold had indeed far surpassed even their combined power. Yet he found himself somewhat hopeful that they could find a weakness to exploit, something, anything, that could topple the demon's exponentially increasing power. His belief in the Saiyan race had suddenly been reaffirmed by Kakarot's speech, yet he still knew that it was a fool's endeavor.
Fine, I take him high, you take him low. Let's cut the son of a bitch in two!
King Cold rocketed up toward them, gaining speed. The two Super Saiyans dove to meet him, flames erupting from the trail left by their auras. A second later, the three warriors met, producing a thunderous shockwave. To the observers watching from the cliffs a few hundred yards away, it looked like a furious ball of fire and lightning and fists. Every few moments, one of the Saiyans would be thrown from the fight, only to dive right back in. The crash of punches and kicks and blocks sounded like constantly rolling thunder. Vegeta caught the Frost Demon around the neck in a chokehold and drove his knee into his opponent's lower torso, but Cold snapped his head back, catching Vegeta in the forehead. The King fired a full-power death beam at Goku from point-blank range, the Super Saiyan only barely able to dodge the intense golden ray.
"Stay clear, Vegeta!"
Goku yelled, raising one hand above his head.
"Destructo Disc!"
The bright orange disc, shimmering with gold from the Super Saiyan's energy, spun toward King Cold rapidly. The demon reacted on instinct, firing a Kienzan of his own that countered Goku's attack only a few feet away. The two discs spun for a moment in collision before exploding into dozens of tiny shards of energy that flew in every direction.
"Idiot!"
shouted Vegeta as he dodged.
"When has that ridiculous technique ever proved useful?"
Goku shrugged. "Hey, I didn't know he would stop it." For the first time, the smile on his face was beginning to disappear. "I'm running out of ideas here. Have you got any?"
"Naturally!"
The prince held his arms out, golden energy building in a sphere around him.
"Let's see him try this on for size!"
Spheres of golden energy rushed out from his aura, flying toward Cold from all directions.
"What new trick is the little monkey trying this time?"
The demon dodged the first few explosions, but they kept coming, piling up on a shell of golden light around him. With nowhere to run, he crossed his arms in front of his face and braced himself.
"Ha ha, not bad,"
Cold thought, as he realized what was coming next, raising his power level by a small percentage.
"Ha!"
Vegeta roared as the rest of his energy spiraled out from him, adding to the cloud of explosions around his opponent. A split second later, all the blasts met, combining in at a common center in one colossal explosion and releasing a massive horizontal shockwave. The Z-fighters, all ducking for cover, were smashed by flying rocks. Bulma was in immediate danger, but Gohan quickly grabbed and shielded her. The smoke slowly cleared to show King Cole's form, crouched motionless in midair, still frowning angrily. His skin was smoking and covered in scorch marks, but he was otherwise unharmed.
"Unbelievable that a Saiyan would be able to perform an attack of this level. Truly impressive. Had I not increased my power, I might have actually taken significant damage."
"Impossible," muttered Vegeta, filled with rage at his failure. "Such power. It's like he reveals more strength with each move we do. Where does it end?
His last attack would have taken out Frieza's 100%, fifth form cooler, and third form cold, all in one hit. But this new form was something else. Piccolo clenched his fists, visibly distraught.
He's growing stronger, and they still haven't been able to do anything against him. I've got a bad feeling about this.
Worried, Bulma turns to the robot. What do your scanners say?
Statement. The lizard meatbag's energy is fluctuating wildly, but it seems to be averaging about 230 million units. That is more than 30% more energy than that of the master. Encouraging observation. My sampling rate is set so low that I can't be entirely confident of this number. Cheerful attempt at reassurance. Don't lose hope yet, worthless meatbags. Heh heh, except the master, of course.
Gohan's mind raced, scared. He had trained hard, hoping that he would be able to help his daddy against Vegeta, but this new enemy was so much stronger than anything he had ever imagined. He wasn't a Super Saiyan like them. Would he be able to do any good? He had to try.
I'm going to help them! The boy shouted, powering up.
No, Gohan!
Piccolo's voice was sober but raised.
There it is again, he thought. You'll only be in the way and end up getting Goku killed. As much as I hate to admit it, we are all completely outclassed.
Krillin shivered. I just hope they figure out what to do before it's too late. If the two of them can't do it, well, I don't even want to think about what will happen to the rest of us. The Saiyans rushed forward again, but now Cold was also on the offensive. His blows were becoming wild, but they had so much force that avoiding them was all the more important. Goku and Vegeta were each dodging with all their skill, but neither could do a thing besides try to avoid potential knockout blows.
Such unbelievable strength, Vegeta thought. His power is mind-boggling. If I make it through this, I must obtain this kind of strength for myself. This is by far the toughest battle I've ever fought. Even with Vegeta and I working together, we are still going to lose.
Goku was exhausted, but continued his dodging.
Shrek!
The frost demon's tail caught Vegeta in the ribs.
Thoom!
A wild kick, only partly deflected by Goku's block, flipped the other Super Saiyan end over end.
Ah, finally I see that I have begun to break their spirits.
The demon grinned uncharacteristically.
I don't see why I didn't use this much energy to begin with.
Cold suddenly gasped. For a moment he felt as if all his power fluctuated all the way from his ears down to his toes. It was the first time he had felt any ill effects from his latest transformation. He clinched.
Just need to relax. I should finish this quickly before I risk losing control.
King Cold dashed forward, catching them both, first Goku, then Vegeta, by their necks with his powerful hands. He twisted his thick fingers around each throat, his superior strength preventing either warrior from freeing themselves.
This is the end for you, Super Saiyans! He tightened his grip. It's such a shame you wasted all that power trying to take down my empire. Had you not been so foolish, I might have left you alone.
Goku could feel his heart pumping faster, the feeling in his fingers and toes beginning to go numb. 100 yards away, the rage-filled Gohan was being physically restrained by Piccolo, who felt his own self-control slipping quickly.
Wait, Gohan! Not yet!
The Namek shifted his view from the battle once more.
There it is again, but now it's growing.
But you just had to make an attempt at my throne. You thought that you could take over and rule Vegeta!
The prince was also nearing the end of the line, gasping in vain for air.
I will never allow another, especially a Saiyan, to hold such a position. Now, you both die.